You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805. Ventura Highway. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
California. Yeah, baby!
Let's back up and move to California.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
If you're just listening, we're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out 805favorites.com and our Facebook.
And our yeah, because you're posting, you just post some of the vegetables I'll be taking home today from Rio Gozo. Boy, those things are fresh looking.
They're gorgeous.
They are. You know what's neat about those vegetables? And I wanted to tell you, the ones I got 2 weeks ago, some of the greens are still as if they were just picked yesterday because I got so much stuff that I've been juicing with everything, but you don't use as much when you're juicing,
right.
You know, and it's amazing how fresh they stay compared to the market. You bring them home and it's like 3 days later, they got browned on the edges and everything else.
Or like apples that are supposed to be red,
yeah.
Come out purple.
Yeah.
Oh, that's called the grapple.
Yeah,
that's right.
Is that a grapple? Okay, there we go. We got it now. And, you know, when's the last time you were here? I forgot what you look like.
I know, it was 2 weeks ago.
You're impressive.
And it's hard to follow Farmer John with all this food coming in. It plays right into my song because now I'm feeling a little hungry.
I'm always hungry because the whole first hour is about drinking and eating. And we don't have anything to eat or drink here.
You know what? Sean was talking about wine at 10.
Yeah,
it's 10 almost
o'clock.
10.
It's almost 10. Open it up.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. So.
Yeah, there you
it
go.
It is 5
but
o'clock.
So what's happening in your world?
Today's Hungry Man segment is brought to you by Tom and Sandy Live. If you have a concert, special event, business opening, or corporate outing that needs a boost of energy and exposure that only a dynamic duo with a large listener base can bring, then you need Tom and Sandy Live. Call us at 805-570-5636 for marketing opportunities, rates, and consultations.
Those guys sound impressive. I got to meet them.
I know, me too.
At least Tom does sound impressive.
You can book him for a gig. You know, in the past, Tom and Sandy, the show right before a holiday, we typically talk about places to go for that holiday or, you know, the unique foods and things related to that. Easter's tomorrow, though, and it's not typically one of those.
What happened?
Yeah, it went fast. You know,
New Year's was yesterday, and now it's Easter.
I believe it. I was reading yesterday. I think it's 8 days ahead of last year's Easter and 16 days from the year prior. So it has to do with the last full moon of February.
Is that how they plan it?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So,
okay.
I mean, it keeps moving up quicker and quicker, but with it being tomorrow, it's not usually one of those last minute planning kind of holidays. You know, this is typically something that families get together, sit down, have a meal, or they have something planned ahead of time.
Right.
You don't usually run out and be like, oh, what are we going to do today? Let's go.
So, when you think of Easter, what's your favorite food memory?
You know, typical memory is candy.
Okay.
Because as a young kid, that's what we're exposed to. But as I got older, my aunt and my cousins are all devout Catholics. They really focused on a lamb dinner.
Oh.
And they did a leg of lamb.
Oh, yeah.
And,
that sounds yum.
You
know,
that's something nice to get into.
Now we're talking about food again. Sounds good.
You know what's exciting? I'm going to hit you on some different food.
Okay.
They're not open tomorrow to celebrate the holiday, but for the following Sunday, you should try brunch at a place I had this past week, Rabelais in Santa Paula. They're a Southern Cajun influence a restaurant right there on Main Street. Had a wonderful talk with Tracy Lippert, the owner, and a great meal. It's a different kind of cuisine than most people are accustomed to. You know, we're talking about Southern influences right out of New Orleans.
Right.
And there aren't too many places around here that really specialize in that. Their whole restaurant and concept stems from a Southern influence and her grandmother's influence on her life. Very exciting.
So is it like the jambalaya?
Yep.
That type of
jambalaya,
food.
Gumbos,
the crawdads and all that.
Exactly. Grits.
Wow.
And hominy.
Kind of like the Simi Valley Cajun and Blues Festival. You know, they have all that food out there. It's fantastic.
It ties right in.
Does she have alligator?
She does not have alligator, but that's
darn
something
it.
You probably could request.
Yeah.
And the reason I say get in your request now, her and her husband were just in New Orleans this past 3 weeks ago doing some research. Obviously, a lot of her family came from New Orleans. She grew up in the South, moved around with her dad and her family for the military. But her grandmother's roots and her family's roots are in the South, in New Orleans,
right.
And Louisiana. So they went back on like a little research trip. And they're tasting foods, going to restaurants, in order to make sure that what they're serving at Rabelais is as authentic and as true to the recipes that she has as possible.
Oh, yum. I want to go try.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in New Orleans, I remember going to the palace and having turtle soup.
Turtle soup. I've not had turtle. You got one up on me today,
I
Sandy.
I did. I know. Can you believe that? It was really rich,
yeah.
but It wasn't bad.
Remember we ate turtle? It was like 3 years ago. We went to that restaurant
Not
down there.
Not turtle.
In
we had alligator. No. We had everything but turtle.
No, we had turtle.
Okay.
No, we
there.
Had alligator,
it
kangaroo.
Wasn't me.
It was you. It was that restaurant. It was on a stick.
Okay.
And we had alligator, turtle, kangaroo, and something else.
All right.
And it's about the uniqueness. You know, when I was over there on Thursday, I had something that most people don't typically eat either, and it was crawfish etouffee.
Ooh,
you know,
I love that.
Oh, it was great. I had it for breakfast, Sandy. So that's one
Yum.
Of the unique items I really got into. I'd never eaten there before. Tracy was gracious enough to say, yeah, come on in, let's talk. I sat down, had their etouffee biscuits. They do all their items are homemade in-house, including the roux, the sauces, the bases of all their meals. The biscuits were fresh, homemade, fluffy. They weren't dense, so they had a firmness, but they were, when you broke into it, it had a nice, fluffy, airy texture. They put that with two sunny-side eggs, and they pour over this beautiful crawfish etouffee. And typically, when I have etouffee at a lot of restaurants, it's a very dark gravy base, almost kind of thick. This has a nice, toasty nuttiness from the roux, but it's not thick, heavy gravy. It's got green onions and nice little crawfish tails and a vibrancy that really uplifted those biscuits. It was awesome.
Now, does she also have barbecue shrimp?
She does do barbecue shrimp. She does the blackened shrimp over cheesy grits as well.
Ooh.
And they're tweaking their grits.
Blackened.
They're going to more of a yellow-style grit that they felt is, again, more true to what they're experiencing in New Orleans.
Now, when you say a yellow-style grit, I mean, grits come from hominy.
Right, and a lot of
times
they're white.
Yeah, they are white. Now, is this a yellow hominy, or is there corn in it or something? I mean, can they do grits out of corn? Corn grits?
It
I
is. It's that hominy.
But hominy's not corn.
Well, I believe hominy is in the corn family, and we probably should look at Spence because he's got a
help
of knowledge.
He's looking it up.
Hominy grows on a hominy tree.
He often raises his hand at inopportune moments, but hominy, you know, you may be right, Tom. I'm not an expert in hominy.
No, I don't even know how it grows. It looks like a kernel. It's a big kernel.
Yeah, exactly. That's
but
what
it's
I was
a big
say.
White kernel. It doesn't taste anything like corn, nothing.
No,
I mean, I don't know if it's in the corn family.
My familiarity, is more about what it looks like and the taste.
Right,
A lot of unique ingredients. The restaurant is kind of split in half. Although it's an open-air concept, it's a really nice feel. High ceilings and slow-moving fans really give you the vision and the influence of being in kind of an open-air patio. But there is a center divider slightly that helps create the separation between the bar and the bakery area from the dining room.
Oh, okay. So there's a bar in there. Now I believe we were talking about breakfasts here, but I mean they do have dinners also. So they're full.
Yeah, full service lunch and dinner. They're also doing brunch on Sundays, and that's why I'm saying, you know, after you have your big family over for Easter and you get a great meal, and the following Sunday treat yourself to a nice little relaxing brunch where you don't have to do any work. Go in and get some of your baked goods and some of their gumbo or jambalaya.
Yeah, it sounds tasty.
I looked up hominy.
Okay, so what's
the internet's
showing?
Confused too.
Figures.
Yeah.
They don't know.
It comes in a can.
If it's a corn, it's different, but they have them in the same.
Right. All you know is on Vaughn's aisle number 2, there's hominy.
Yeah, they do have again, as you mentioned, Tom, other meal service. So they do lunch. They have some of the really typical French sandwiches, the croque line of sandwiches, croque monsieur, croque madame, and those are typically a crunch. Country style ham,
right,
and Gruyere cheese. On a lot of times, people do it as a panini, and with the monsieur, it adds
an egg or something.
No,
like
sorry,
that?
The madame adds an egg.
That's what
a fried
I thought.
Egg.
Yeah,
but with their monsieur, you can also add pineapple, seared pineapple, which is a unique twist. It adds that kind of sweet and crunchy component to the sandwich. I think would play really nice.
Huh, that sounds good. We got to go out there, Sandy. We got to check
my
that
neck
place
of the
out.
Woods.
Yeah,
if you have a special occasion. You know, they again are doing a bakery side. They can do custom kind of classic style cakes as well for weddings and catering events or special occasions.
And so what days and times are they open?
They are open Monday through Sunday, but the times vary. So Monday 6 to 2, Tuesday through Thursday 6 to 8, Friday 6 to 9 p.m., Saturday 7 to 9 p.m., and then Sunday 7 to 2 again for brunch.
Nothing like consistency.
That's
to
awesome.
Memorize
Thank
those,
you.
Those yeah. ones.
And when we talk about New Orleans, what's the kind of one staple item or the iconic item that a lot of people talk
humidity.
About?
Humidity. miserable humidity.
Mardi Gras.
Yeah. But after you've been out for Mardi Gras and you want something quick in the morning just to kind of settle your stomach, beignets and chicory coffee.
Oh, I love beignets and chicory coffee. I can't have them.
What's a beignet?
A beignet?
I don't even know what it is.
Beignet is basically
like a donut.
It's a New Orleans donut. It's a very fluffy flaky kind of pastry that's deep fried.
Okay.
If it's done right.
Of course it's deep fried.
Yeah. And if it's done right, in my opinion, it's like a little pillow. And you bite into it, it should be kind of hollow inside with some steam coming out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Covered in powdered
sugar. Powdered sugar like, everywhere.
If you go to, when you go to Rabelais, when they come out, they don't skimp on the powdered sugar. Ugh. It's a nice mountain dusting of beautiful, fluffy bakery sugar. And
good for you.
It's tasty.
And really, that with the really. Chicory coffee, heaven.
And chicory actually comes from the endive family. So it's related to the endive family. And the chicory component, as we see it with coffee, is actually the roots that have been roasted and ground up. And it adds a little bit of body and extra toastiness and pepperiness to the coffee that people are accustomed
Yum.
To.
Okay, do me a favor. How do you spell the name of this restaurant? Because I heard you say it. But
Rabelais is spelled Rabalais.
Okay. And what's their website?
They are at rabelaisbistro.com. They're located right at 861 East Main Street in downtown Santa Paula.
Oh, they're right there. And you've right never there. Been there, Sandy?
No.
They've got
this
a
is
great
the first
corner spot.
He's got
You're
one
in
up
Santa
on
Paula
me.
All the time.
And they're really trying to create that family feel, the community aspect. They've got a nice little patio that they've created so you can interact with people walking up and down the street. They actually have one group of walkers who have made that their spot every morning. They go out for a walk as a group. They come back, have their coffee and their breakfast. They're interacting with people, talking across the railing, having a good time. And that's the kind of feel that they want, that Southern hospitality, small town feel. And, you know, Tracy said, don't knock Santa Paula. There's some great things in Santa Paula. She
definitely
said, coming up. They've got some nice restaurants. There's an eclecticness there and a lot of diversity. So get over there and try some of their dining. Try some other things on Main Street in Santa Paula because there are some options there that people are ignoring.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah. Real quick, Everybody's Hungry.
Everybody's Hungry is a food-focused educational and fundraising group in our community, in our county, that benefits Food Share and Food Forward and other, you know, food banks. We're always trying to share passion for food, educate about food, and raise awareness for those hungry individuals that need our assistance.
That's awesome.
I'll tell you, Food Share is one of those great things out there in the 805 with people just supporting other people, and that's what it's all about. And you have a giveaway.
We do have a giveaway. Tracy wants to give away five, buy one, get one free entrees, bring in five new guests to the restaurant.
Okay.
Try what they have. Again, a unique cuisine. Not a lot of places around our area that are doing Southern Cajun and Creole style. Five, buy one, get one free entrees.
Cool.
None wrong with that. That's a great way to check it out. 650-1590 is the phone number. Jim's manning the phones back there. So just, I guess he'll go callers 1 through 5 as fast as he can get them there.
All right, we're going to go to a break, pay some bills. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.